Good morning and welcome to another episode of the Diary of a Mediocre Golfer. It's Paolo Mani driving again in his car from his home in Glanmire in Cork to the golf course at Fota Island in Cork. On the 24th of February, and the relevance of this is that it's the day before Burns Night. And for those of you who are Scottish, of course you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those of you who have never heard of Robbie Burns, he's a Scottish hero and one of the greatest poets of all time. And Robbie Burns Night is celebrated tomorrow night in Scotland and in my mind. And it brings to my mind the great Scottish golf courses. You know, first of all, St Andrews. And I played at St Andrews. Which Open was it I played in? Actually, no, it wasn't in the Open. I played on about the sixth course in St Andrews. It's one you can just walk up to and pay in, and you don't have to put your name down months in advance to play. But yes, I have played at St Andrews, but I've never hit a golf ball on the hallowed turf at St Andrews, but would love to. Okay, I won't give you a list of all the Scottish courses I want to play on. If it's any good, I'd like to play on it. Royal Dornoch was the last one that I spoke to somebody when I was playing at on... I was playing on Adair Manor, I asked one of my playing partners what would be the three golf courses in the world that they had played that they would like to recommend or play again, and one of them was Royal Dornoch. Okay, so back to the issue of today and the four ball I'm going to be in today. It's now just before 9 o'clock, and the good news from my golf's point of view is that I have a bit of time in hand. I have enough time to go out onto the putting green and practice my putting stroke before going out, and that's what I really need to practice. I'm somebody who hasn't practiced his putting in ages. And like anything, if you don't practice it, it gets worse. So I need to not only get the Dave Stockton book, Unconscious Putting, which I have said something about recently, but I also need to actually do it. It's not good enough just to read in a book. I need to actually get the putter out, and I'll go on to the putting green in Fota, and I'll start with 2 foot putts. And I'll sink about 10 of those in a row. At that stage, I'll think I'm invincible. Or I think that, well, today is the day that every single putt I hit is going into the hole. And then I'll switch from the short to 2 or 3 or 4 foot putts. And I won't go any more than about 3, to be honest, because I'm not that good at the moment. So I'll try and sink a number of 3 foot putts in a row. And I will then switch to judging the pace of the green. In other words, I will stop putting at a hole. And I will start putting for distance, and in order to make sure that I don't give myself the, you know, don't fall in between the two stools, I will putt to the edge of the green as opposed to a hole. If you putt at a hole in golf in order to get the distance right, I reckon, and so does Bob Rotella, so Bob is the one who taught me this, that you simply program yourself to putting, expecting the ball not to go in the hole. And every time I putt at a hole in golf, I really want the ball to go in. I don't actually want it to go anywhere other than in the hole. That doesn't mean I think it will go in, but I actually am intending the ball to go into the hole. I don't go for these lag putt idea, just putt it up and hope to get down in 2. No, everything is to be sunk. So that's the mini golf lesson to myself. I'm somebody who does self-coaching because I can't afford a real coach. So I talk to myself, I give myself a little lesson, and today, you know, it could be several different things, but today the thing I'm going to be focused on is the pace of the green. Just get the pace of the green right before you go on the course, and then just try to sink every putt after that in real play. But before I get into real play, never miss a putt. That's my philosophy. So Little story around the background to this coming up to the end of February is that I have a brother who's coming up to his 60th birthday very soon. So another thing I have been doing as a golfer is helping to organize a little golf competition in his honor that will take place on a Limerick golf course known as Ballyclock on the 10th of March 2012. So we have booked ahead a small number of slots. I think we were only able to get about six at the most. So they're the pre-booked slots, although all the players nearly in this are members of that particular golf club. Now, Limerick Golf Club, Ballyclock. Just while we're on the topic, is my father was captain there back at a date which is at the moment a bit unclear, 35, 36 or somebody in the family said possibly 37, but 19 back then. It is where I learned to be a caddy. It's where I learned to hit the ball, and it's where I got my first five holes in one. That part is not true. I have yet to get a hole in one, but I just thought I'd try inject some ambition into the day. Because you just never know when you're going to get a hole in one. You just cannot know. Even if your golf game is completely off, you might top the ball, it might run along the ground, it might bounce into the bunker, up off the side of the bunker, up in the air, down, hit the slope, and roll trickle into an impossible pin position in the cup. So that can happen. So there we are. That's it. Diary of a mediocre golfer who played his last game of golf in a dare manner, I think. And certainly on this golf course in Fota, the last score I had was 35 points. I've scored 33 points and 35 points, which isn't going to send my captain of my Spring League team into delight. But today, hopefully, I'll be able to play up to my handicap. And to be honest, in the conditions where you clean and place on the fairway and lift and drop in the rough, it should be possible on a windless, mild Saturday to score 36 points. That should be within my grasp of a handicap of 19. Look, I wish you great golfing. All the best. Bye-bye.